This is Honesty. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Daniel Starks here on this 21st of February. You're listening to Morning Edition, but this is also Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Alice takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR, and she's with us on the phone right now. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got some movies to talk about, four of them, as a matter of fact. We've got 3 Days to Kill, In Secret, Winter Tale, and then we're going to talk about an Oscar-nominated movie, 12 Years a Slave. Let's start with 3 Days to Kill.
Kevin Costner has been in a couple of movies lately, the Superman movie and also in the Jack Ryan movie in supporting role. But he's finally got a starring gig here as something unimaginable. We've had, a 1,000 movies about this. A government assassin. He's a CIA guy who is ready to retire, but they have him doing the one last job. This is so common. And the one last job turns into quite a complicated deal because at the same time that he's doing this, he's in charge of taking care of his teenage daughter, who's played by Hailee Steinfeld, the girl who was in True Grit, who is pretty grown up now. And his daughter, Zoe, is in high school, but the whole thing, it takes place in Paris. And her mother goes away for a trip, and so he's between doing daddy duties. He's also going off and shooting at the wolf and the albino, who are a couple of these terrorist bad guys that he's chasing around. This is complicated enough, but also he's got squatters living in his apartment. I liked that part of the movie. It was very similar to a thing called The Visitors several years ago, and it's kind of sweet. But the rest of it is so over the top, especially the parts where he is confronting the evil people, and he's aided in all of his work by this character named Vivi DeLay, who is played by Texas' own Amber Heard, who is quite a gorgeous girl, but not much of an actress, and she really basically ruins the movie with her, or the filmmakers make her ruin the movie, because her character is just so over the top, wearing all these wild wigs and doing all this crazy stuff, and I just really don't think that CIA operatives are this flamboyant. Anyway, it's scripted partially by Luc Besson, who it kind of goes for those, especially the female characters in his movies are like that, and director M.G., who I guess this is probably his best. He's the guy that did the first Charlie's Angels. Anyway, I can't recommend it too much, except that I did like Kevin Costner. He's back to his charming ways, and I could say, you know, it's a bit of a distraction. Okay.
And this director, McG, you said, he's also the one who does the TV series Supernatural.
Oh, I didn't know.
Which is a huge thing for a lot of people nowadays. I forget what the other one was. It's completely lost me. I'll remember it here in a little bit, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. The next movie we're going to talk about is In Secret.
This is Emile Zola's 1867 novel, Therese Rakim, is the basis for In Secret. And it's a drama about a young woman who's trapped in an unhappy marriage to her first cousin. She is played by Elizabeth Olsen, the girl who is the sister of the Olsen twins, who's made such a hit with movies like Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. And she is Therese, and her marriage to Camille, who is Tom Felton, he's the guy that was in the Harry Potter movies. It was an arranged marriage by her aunt, who is also his mother, she's played by Jessica Lange. They move to Paris, and there, Therese falls in love with her husband's friend, who's played by Oscar Isaac, the guy who was in Inside Llewyn Davis. And it just becomes this wild passion, and it leads to murder. And this is a great example of early, what we'd call now, film noir. And you could actually say Zola is pretty much the father of film noir, because it's like these classic Double Indemnity and Body Heat. And very well done movie. Great cinematography, old-time Paris settings. It's really something.
This next movie, let's talk about kind of briefly, since we're running out of time. It's called Winter Tale.
Right. It's a 672-page novel, over 100 years. They compressed it into a two-hour movie. Doesn't work at all. It needs to be a miniseries. It's got Colin Farrell and Jessica Brown Finley, who was on Downton Abbey. And it starts in 1916, and then it comes all the way up to the present. And the part, it just is, it's a mess. It's just all over the place. The beginning is very promising, though, and I have not read the book, but I would love to. I can tell that it's really good, but they just couldn't do justice to all these billions of characters.
Now, Colin Farrell, he played Travers Goff in Saving Mr. Banks, correct?
Yes, he did.
I couldn't remember. I'm sitting here looking at the images for this movie, and he looked really, really familiar. So, all right. Well, now let's switch over real fast to Oscars. They're coming up again. I've said this the past couple of weeks. They're coming up on March 2nd, which is just a few weeks away. It's just 2 weeks away. The rest of this week, next week, and then it's the Sunday after that. This movie is Oscar-nominated, and I've heard raved reviews about it, including one from you, Alice. It's 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave is indeed one of the finest movies I've ever seen, and important historically, important as just in filmmaking, and it's, for once, it's a true story that's really true, based on the 1853 novel. And what's exciting about this, I've noticed that it's on the bestseller list. The New York Times bestseller is a book that old. Because of the film, people are going back to the original. And it's got a chance of winning. It's still very close between that and Gravity. But anyway, it was my choice for best movie of the year.
So out of the three movies we talk about, 3 Days to Kill, In Secret, and Winter's Tale, which one would you go see?
In Secret.
In Secret, and obviously not Winter's Tale. Because you said it just did not translate very well to the big screens. Alice, we will talk to you again next week.
Okay.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett here on your station, 88.9 KETR.